This week on A Twink and a Redhead.
This episode, we're going to do a kind of a part two from season one of history and just talking about some historical events. Do you ever think that, like, if you were born in 1940, like, you probably would have been drafted in the Vietnam War?
Are you serious?
I know. Do you ever think about that?
Was that when that happened, 1940? What if I'm related to Jesus?
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, you didn't have kids. I'm sorry, you think the Last Supper, just they were all sitting there? No, they were sucking.
Do you know what the three branches are?
Judicial, executive, and congressional?
No.
A twink.
And a redhead.
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 A twink.
Let's get loud. Let's get loud.
Ooh.
Turn the music up and...
I can't stand J-Lo.
Me neither.
She's a fraud. If
I know, but you know what happened to Ayo?
Who?
Ayo from The Bear.
Ayo Dabadu?
Yes, she was hosting SNL and J-Lo was the musical guest. And all of these old tweets of Ayo, like... snarking J-Lo came out and she had to like go to J-Lo's dressing room and like she was really crying because like that sucks when like you're not famous and you talk shit on famous people and then suddenly they're your peers. That's gotta be tough.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I know. I always think about like my Letterboxd or like shit like that and I'm like, damn, like one day, like what if I am working with these people and I'm thirsting over them. All my Letterboxd reviews are me just thirsting over some hot man in the movie.
Yeah. Who?
Like Challengers. I was thirsting over Josh and Mike.
You are letterboxing right now?
I'm really into letterboxing, but Grant, literally all of my reviews are like, I was so horned up in this part. Like they're all just about like thirsting.
No, that's funny.
Yeah.
I'm stressed over your pizza.
Oh yeah, I have a pizza in the oven. It's fine. It'll take a while. I'm gonna check in like
but
10
isn't
minutes.
It an already made pizza?
No, it was frozen. It was a frozen Bambino pizza from Trader Joe's or Trader Giotto's, as they say.
How long does it take?
Honestly, could take like 15 to 17 to 19 minutes even.
I'm looking at it now and I'm just waiting for it to burst into flames.
Well.
In that oven, we don't have a fire extinguisher.
Because you had a bad day.
Which is probably illegal.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
Because you had a bad day, you take it one time. Like, if I got kicked off American Idol and they started playing Bad Day, I'd kill myself.
That's where that comes from?
Yeah, like, it's so not optimistic. It's like, you had a bad day. You're a fucking loser.
I hate that song. I hate Michael Bublé.
It's not Michael Bublé. It's Daniel Powder.
Who's that? High one hit wonder, right? Sorry, Daniel Powder.
But you know what? I think, so you think you can dance was... Suddenly I see. This is what it does to me. Suddenly. So that's like a little more optimistic. It like sounds upbeat.
Wait. So you think you could dance sends people home with that song?
I think so. Yeah, Daniel Powder. I can't believe I remember that. What else does Daniel Powder?
Because you had a bad day.
Grant.
Me today.
That's literally it.
I'm so exhausted. I went to Puerto Rico.
Oh my God. Tell us about.
Boricua. I am a, for those who don't know, I am a Boricua.
Did you feel connected to your roots at all?
When I was in the rainforest, the El Yunque rainforest, I was like, wow, I can feel my genetology.
Yeah.
My genetic seeping into the water like, and the roots. And I took a piss in the water. And so now like my DNA is like, it's all full circle.
Wait, it's kind of like...
I had to. I don't think you're supposed to do that because stuff can...
Water travels in a cycle. Yes, it does. Water travels in a cycle. Yes, it does.
I'm not familiar with this IP.
It goes up as evaporation, forms cloud as condensation, goes down as precipitation. Yes, it does.
Girl, these fucking people next door keep ramrodding the fucking floor or something. They're renovating their apartment and it needs to fucking stop. And I will put an end to it one way or another.
Jesus Christ, you know what our neighbors say about us? Great, they're thigh clapping
Great.
Again. Oh, it's 11 p.m. and they're thigh clapping Florida by Taylor and Florence.
And so what?
Like, you've never been in, like, a physical altercation, have you?
Not really.
Yeah.
Just my brother.
Like, obviously, like, it wouldn't be funny, but it'd be so funny if you got in, like, a bar fight.
I would definitely, like, fight or flight, I will fight, unfortunately.
You fight?
Yes.
Girl, I would flight so hard.
I know.
I'd be fucking out of there.
I would fight, but it would probably look
imagine
so
I'm
funny.
Wearing, like, my slingback kit and heels, and I'm just running down the street.
Or are you fighting in them?
Oh, my God. I, like, could not fight. That's why, like, the few times I got threatened to get beat up in high school, terrified. I was like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Please don't hit
that
me.
That was so funny. The one, there was this one girl.
There were
girl.
Two, three times in high school I thought three separate people might beat me up.
I remember, like, the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Her name's America. America. I was, like, laughing at it. No, like, I was, like, kind of like, hoping it happened. Not in, like, a serious way, but, like, it was just funny, like, these intense threats towards
towards me, little old me, who's afraid
of little old me.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be.
Right. I'm gonna be halfway down the block before you can get a hand on me.
I was just begging. I'm not begging, but I wanted to see it, like, a verbal confrontation. Like, I wanted to see the threats in person.
I
know physical.
I can hold my own in a verbal fight because I'm quick with my.
But out of nowhere, you just kind of be like, okay.
Well, I would use...
And in high school?
I feel like she would have been, like, screaming in my face, and I would have been like...
Wait, what? Why was it again that she was threatening you?
Because... Oh, this is the best part. I think we've told this before, actually, but she was changing her nipple ring in the middle oh, of our high school... Of our look. School hallway. Like, she was doing it in the middle of the stairwell. So I was, like, kind of like, oh, I'm sorry. I did a double take because her nipples were out and she was putting her piercing in. Yeah, I'm going to do a double take. Yeah. And she literally tweeted, if Ashley gives me one more dirty look, like, she's like, I'm going to fucking, like, beat her ass. Like, she literally said something, like, crazy.
That's so funny. That's crazy how ingrained Twitter was in our, like, high school experience. I don't think people subtweet. In high school.
Oh,
like
but
that.
Sometimes it wasn't even subtweet. Sometimes first Gill. And last name. Yeah. Like, there have been multiple times. You know something so weird?
What?
One time when I was a this is actually, like, kind of problematic. When I was a freshman, some of my friends who were, like, not my friends anymore and weren't my friends really after that year, ooh. They loved to hang out and, like, hook up with seniors.
Say their,
like,
names.
We can't
say their names. No, I'm kidding.
We would love to, but we can't. No, they would hook up with seniors, which, like, looking back is, like, so gross. Yeah. A 14-year-old, yeah, an 18-year-old is nasty. Anyway.
Oh my God. Disgusting.
One of, like, the guys in the friend group of, like, what some of my friends were, like, dating these boys. One of the friends, like, there was during our pep rally, there's, like, a photographer that takes photos and then they get sent, I don't know, uploaded somewhere.
Sure.
Anyway.
Shout out Milan Rose.
Yeah, shout out to Milan Rose in Hillsborough. They did our senior portraits and they were gorgeous. Anyway.
No, they did be a little dirty.
There's a photo. Same. There's a photo.
But we loved them. Great. It was a sign of the times.
Where I'm like, my mouth is like, like an O shape. And I'm like yelling. I'm obviously in the middle of yelling. And I look so happy and enthusiastic. And he tweeted this photo of me and said, when it goes up the asshole.
What?
Like, when it goes up her butt or something like that.
See, like, what, like, was going, why was
I was 14 a tool or 15, I guess I was 15, but why is this random man who was 18 or 19 taking this photo of me, putting it on Twitter without letting me know,
and, like, making you a meme
and
of
making
some sort.
Yeah, as memifying me about a penis going up my butt. How
it's
inappropriate.
So weird. Because the audience is just the school.
No, it's
now,
like...
Now I guess it's different. I guess so, you could post...
So weird, though.
It was like a whole
added
layer.
Do you remember hashtag let's make it awkward?
Y'all hear that?
Day in the life of New York City, right? Do you remember let's make it awkward?
It was, I remember, like, that there were, like, weird
kind
hashtag
of like
trends.
A hashtag
like
trend, but I feel like it wasn't, like, a nationwide trend. It was just for, like, our town. And you would tweet things like...
Like embarrassing things,
like,
about people?
Maybe, like, two people secretly hooked up and it was, like, unknown to the wider school. hashtag let's make it awkward, like Grant and Cameron, like Grant and Cameron, and then everyone would be like, what's the tea there?
Yeah.
Someone, do you know what someone did for me? Remember when I like died at New Year's on freshman year?
No.
Oh, I like literally like, I didn't get alcohol poisoning, but it was close.
Oh my God.
And someone tweeted, hashtag let's make it awkward, Ashley in the trash can on New Year's. So rude. So rude.
And it's not anonymous, right?
No. I was like, and it was
one of your,
you.
It was one of your friends.
Yes. Fuck you. Literally, fuck you. Yeah. And if I did that to them, I would have literally been like pinned to the stake.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about social media and Redacted, yeah. Specifically the time I was catfished on Kick in high school.
Is it Kick or Keek?
Kick.
Oh.
Well, I think Kick.
Oh, I thought we saw Keek. You're probably right. I never had it.
K-I-K? Kick.
Yeah, I got to kick it up. Si se puede. Never mind.
No hablo español. The one piece of Spanish I did learn that I really liked in Puerto Rico was we were passing Burger King and it says on the side, La Casa del Whopper.
I love that.
The house of Whopper.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. I am from the house of Whopper.
I love that.
La Casa del Whopper. Anyways, we're telling the story on Redacted of my catfish incident. It was a boy who was posing.
It's another.
Well, we don't know. It's really confusing, but it took place in our high school. Like, someone messaged me on Kick from our high school saying that they were kind of this prominent male straight football
athlete.
Player.
Yeah. A jock.
So.
Older than us. It was interesting.
We'll talk about that.
This episode, we're going to do a kind of a part two from season one of history and just talking about some historical events, and I'm going to educate Grant on some important moments in history. Okay, let's do it.
From those who listened in season one, Grant's ass blast from the past.
Grant's ass blast from the past. Well, that's a segment, isn't it?
That was this.
Yeah, but wasn't that a segment where I asked you, like, trivia?
Yeah, what are we doing today?
Today, I just wanted to start with a discussion first.
Okay.
So, I wanted to ask you...
Wait, why was your laptop out now, the first part of the podcast?
And now it's closed. Because I, like, remembered what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
Do you ever think that, like, if you were born in, like, 19... you know, or if you were born in 1940, like, you probably would have been drafted in the Vietnam War.
Are you serious?
I know. Do you ever
think
about
that?
Was that
when that happened, 1940?
Well, no, but if you were born, you would have been in your 20s then during the Vietnam War, and you would have been, like, prime candidate.
But
well,
Vietnam was later, right?
Yeah, the 60s.
So I would have been 20s.
The 60s.
So, like, me right now.
Yeah. Grant, literally, like, you
going
right
to
now.
A war?
Yeah. So much
no.
has changed.
Oh my God, but I would have to get into it. Do you know what I mean?
Our new favorite catchphrase, if you can't get out of it, get into it. If you can't get out of the draft, get into it, baby.
I kind of hate this though, but I guess it's, I don't know.
I love it.
Because like whenever, we've been saying it when we feel burnt out.
Yeah, but
which
honestly,
means just keep
for
doing
me,
more work.
It feels like, it's just like reframing my mind a little bit.
It
so
is
kind of like
it is what it is.
If you can't get out of it, get into it. Like, what am I going to do? Mope around that I can't get out of it?
True.
Might as well get into it.
Suck
so that
it
would
the
be
fuck up, you bitch.
That would Wait. Be you fighting the Viet Cong in the Vietnam
Who's
War.
Who's Viet Cong?
In Ho Chi Minh.
King Kong.
No, that was like.
Who's Viet Cong?
That was the group.
The leader?
The group America was fighting.
And now, what was going on exactly with Vietnam? It's something I'm not really... Is it cancelable to explain it?
No, but I would love to get some... I know...
Oh, you want to get some accurate information. Your fact book's upside
basically,
down.
Basically, it was all about like the fear of the spread of communism still.
Oh, my God. We really went to war over this?
I mean, multiple times, Grant. We're still kind of at odds with Russia fighting proxy wars in the Middle
East.
This is
so embarrassing.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing. Why do y'all really care that much? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think things definitely got out of hand with, like, the, do you know what the Red Scare is?
An STD?
No, close. It's
a period.
It's when you get your period.
It's when you think when your period's coming, but not quite.
It's when you're about to hook up with someone and then your period comes. And it's the Red Scare. Wait, that would be like a good drag queen name, the Red Scare.
And she's a redhead.
That would be my drag
name. Yeah, the Red Scare. That laugh is the Red Scare, honey.
The Red Scare was when, do you know who Joseph McCarthy is?
A singer?
No, so Joseph McCarthy, he was a senator from, I believe, Wisconsin, and he was so scared of communism. Like, he was literally like, but also, like, it was like an obsession. Like, he was rock hard for communism. Yeah,
clearly.
Like, seriously. So then he would, like, literally, like, interrogate people, like, all these Hollywood people who, like, were kind of communist. Oppenheimer had early ties to communism. He got, like, for the time, canceled. Did you see the movie?
No.
Yeah, he got his security clearance taken away because he used to be, like, kind of affiliated with communism.
Is he alive?
No. But that was, like, to get your security clearance taken away at that time, Grant, is literally, like, being canceled. Like,
who's a security clearance? What does that mean?
Like, you have access to important information with the government.
Okay.
So, anyway, McCarthy would, like, literally interrogate screenwriters and actors, and they would get blackballed from Hollywood, never be able to work again. It was, like, honestly, like, cancel culture. There has been a couple iterations of cancel culture. The witches in the Salem witch trials. They were, like, literally getting canceled.
Yeah.
For what?
Well, before that, the beheading.
Eve. Oh.
That was cancel culture, too.
Henry was literally canceling all his wives by getting divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, canceled. Beheaded, survived. Canceled. Cancel, 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 canceled. Canceled. But they all. Yeah, I guess cancel culture, like, the media loves to act like, oh, cancel culture, it's this new thing. Babe, it's been around.
It's just, it's in its new form.
You know who the first person to get canceled was?
Eve. What's that song? Crazy how the first woman
Maisie who Peters?
Sinned was a woman who ate.
Oh, no, doesn't Maisie mother? Peters say something about Eve?
Girl, I don't know.
In History of Man?
Maisie Peters, like,
pisses. I love her.
I love her, but she pisses me off.
I think, like, her, like.
You know what? I have a bone to pick with Maisie Peters.
Oh, okay.
I think I told.
Air it out.
I was doing a Nightline shoot for months, planning a Nightline shoot for months. Just nothing set in stone, but we've been talking with Maisie Peters' team. I set it up. It was kind of, like, greenlit on our end, and I was sent the album early, so I was listening to The Good Witch early. I was a big fan. About a week before, like, the proposed shoot or whatever. Oh, actually, I think Nightline said no.
What? Wait. I thought she canceled. That's how you always told me.
Oh, wait. I think actually this, I guess I, okay, so maybe we're in the wrong. Basically, I think Nightline ended up passing on it. And so we're like, okay, let's give it to someone else at ABC. Like, there's GMA, there's Good Morning America, there's Good Morning America Digital, there's ABC News Live. So I sent it to them, and GMA Digital, we were going to do a shoot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She cancels, like, the day or two before. Day or two before GMA Digital. Oh, that's not enough, really?
Story of our life lately, getting canceled on the day before.
Right. Instead, the day of, what she's doing, she's at Washington Square Park doing a fucking press tour with Davis Burleson, with this random couch show that, I've never heard of.
Good Children?
Good Children. Doing these weird social collabs. But, oh, you can't be on Good Morning America?
I know.
I don't know if that was the smartest move for you, Maisie.
No, and honestly, like, it's important to call it out.
And I honestly, I'm just bitter about it because I was a really big fan. Was.
I still am, girl.
No, I am. What's the song that's going to be, like, one of my top Spotify Wrapped?
There It Goes.
Yep.
I love There It Goes. Yep. I love The History of Man, too. It just, like, moves me. It really does.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry, Maisie.
Yeah.
No, Maisie, a big fan, but that pissed me off. Seriously, and I'll never forget.
Do you like
I forgive, but I don't forget.
Have you ever read a historical fiction book?
Does Magic Treehouse count?
Yeah. Then, oh, man, I fucking love Magic Treehouse. So fucking good.
What was going on with the Abraham Lincoln and vampires?
What do you mean? Wait, that series?
Wasn't there something like Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer?
Yeah. Wait, we should watch that. I'm curious.
I'm actually really curious because I think it might be a little bit real.
Do you wish vampires were real?
I think they are.
Shut up. No, you don't.
Where else does that come from?
Okay, if there was one thing that was going to be real, fairies.
Real.
Mermaids.
Real.
Ghosts.
Real.
Aliens.
Real.
Vampires.
Real.
Okay, but like, if you think one of those are real.
Well, let me tell you. Okay, what'd you say first? Vampires?
Fairies.
Fairies. Hi. Real. Fairy right here. Vampires, some sick fuck was probably going around in the 1800s or whenever vampires came about.
Well, they never came about, really.
whenever someone wrote it down, some sick fuck was running around biting people's neck.
For sure.
And sucking blood. And that's where that For came sure. from. So that had to come from some sort of real truth. Some fucking sicko. And he only came out at night.
Do you think mermaids?
Yes.
You do.
I bet you there's some sick fucking twisted version of a mermaid deep in the... I don't think they look how we think.
I love deep ocean lore. Yeah. You know this thing about like gigantism?
In the ocean?
Yes, there's this thing where you're so deep in the ocean, the pressure's so much that it causes this like phenomenon. What?
I was thinking, like, imagine like
listening to this.
No, this is Nat Geo.
Yeah, seriously.
No, if you were born and your cock was that big, I don't know.
Well, no.
If you were born in the deep ocean.
and you just have a massive quack.
Yeah, somehow it was just the quack that got big. Ramp.
Their pressure's so big that it'll cause like all the animals to be gigantic. So that's where like the giant squid lives very deep in the ocean.
The Kraken?
Yes. It's real. There are real giant squids, but there's only been like 10 of them ever seen before.
When we say giant, how big we talking?
Grant, they're huge.
But like am I bigger?
Are you bigger? God, no. It'd be 20 of you.
Is it like the size of a building?
Like a small to mid-size building? No, it would be a little smaller.
Jesus.
Pretty big, though. And what do you know about sperm whales?
I actually don't know a lot.
My brother and I loved this video. It was like a vine. And it
Is it exploding on the beach?
It's so sad, but it's like a beached sperm whale that's being like studied by scientists and they're poking around in it. And then all of a sudden, Miley Cyrus comes in on a wrecking ball and he goes, I came in like a wrecking ball. And then the sperm whale
It's Miley on a wrecking ball swinging into the bloated sperm whale. My brother and I
used to think that video was so funny. And then you know what video we also loved?
What? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Ashley. Ashley.
Sorry, our homophobic ghost was choking me.
Are you serious? Miriam. You said sperm one too many times. That bitch came in.
Oh, God forbid.
God forbid, you fucking hag. You old fucking hag.
Remember the Zayn song? So we'll piss off the neighbor.
Yeah.
Peter Griffin.
I actually don't even.
That's so funny.
No, like when you sing that song, that's the only thing video. I see. Yeah, like that's the music video for that song.
So what current events or like historical moments that happened in your lifetime are ones you'll remember for the rest of your life? Like Michael Jackson dying, for instance.
Oh, it's an interesting.
We've talked about it. I was playing Dibble Dabble with a piece of penne pasta in Jenny's pool.
We say this a lot.
I know. We repeat our stories a lot.
Oh.
I feel like
I accidentally just ignored everything you just said about Dibble Dabble.
So true.
But I was going to say, we say this other thing a lot too, and it's, I wonder if you can read my mind.
Give me a hint.
Recent celebrity on a red carpet and there was a change?
I don't know. I don't
come on.
Wait,
come
on. Give me another hint.
One of my faves.
Jennifer Lawrence's pixie cut. During the Catching Fire press tour.
Jennifer Lawrence's pixie cut was jarring to me. So I was at cheer practice.
I hate to say it, I was pissed.
Yeah. I was fucking pissed because she had two more movies to film. And like, what?
Keep she's talking. Just, I'm going to get my pizza out of the oven.
Do you remember when Divergent?
Oh, fuck Divergent.
Fuck Divergent. Shailene Woodley. What? She's fine. Great actress. But she fucking cut her hair, which doesn't happen. And they left it in this short ass cut. And so I was pissed about that, and I thought that was going to happen to Jennifer Lawrence, and fucking Katniss was all of a sudden going to have this crew cut. She was going to have a fucking crew cut.
She looked like Kate Gosselin.
Oh my God.
Like, for real.
Speaking of John and K+8's divorce, that was big. I don't remember like exact time and place, but that
I mean,
big.
I don't want to get dark, but multiple school shootings.
Oh.
I don't want to get dark.
Well, yeah. Oh my God.
I'm just thinking like actual. Oh, do you get this?
What?
2008 election.
Obama.
Obama McCain. I'm in fourth grade. And our teacher basically was like, so who's, raise your hands if your parents are voting for John McCain.
And yeah, like, we would have elections.
Three fourths of the class would raise their hands. And I'll be like, and I literally go, well, your parents are stupid. Like, I literally was like, because my parents, like, my mom definitely talked about politics a lot, like, in the house. So I literally would just, like, hear what she would say. She really hated George Bush. Like, she
because like, he was not, a like, male cheerleader.
Did you guys know he's a male cheerleader? No. And so I literally remember just thinking, like, oh, well, if you're not voting for Obama, you're a fucking moron. And yeah. I, like, made my opinion known.
They said John McCain, my hand shot right up. My hand shot right up. No, yes.
I was like,
lower taxes? Sounds good to me, right?
Great. I was gagged by Obama in fourth grade.
He is so handsome.
Okay, guys, I have to say something. Now when I see Mitt Romney, I'm all horned up for Mitt.
Oh, Mitt's really hot.
I fucking hate this. But honestly, like, Obama, like, to me, is, like, so fucking hot.
Get this. I wonder if they make this, but Mitt and Obama, like,
fanfic? Porn. I could, wait, Grant, would I not write a gorgeous Mitt and Barry fanfic?
Who's Barry?
Barack.
Oh, yeah.
That's just what I call him. Wait,
that's, I don't think Michelle would appreciate it.
Okay, guys, I'm going to write a fan fiction where it's like basically the plot of Challengers, but instead of tennis, we'll be on Capitol Hill and it'll be me and me and Barack. And
you're
Matt.
In it?
Oh, I'm Zendaya. And then
are you the intern?
Yeah, I'm like a Capitol Hill intern.
Oh my God.
Wait. Okay, so it's like the idea of Challengers, like the kind of like love triangle with me, Mitt Romney, and Barack. And then what if, like, it's all taking place, like, instead of, like, this big tennis tournament, insurrection.
Oh, my God.
Like, stakes are so fucking high. But, like, it really defines finding love in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
Wait, that literally sounds so good. Like, I would read that.
And Barack and Mitt would make out.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Do you know what I could do with a pen? Oh, my God. I read a gorgeous scene.
Oh, God, you'd be doing something crazy with that pen during that scene.
I would write something so fucking sick. It would have me, like, Baker acted. I think that's when you, like, literally, like, institutionalize someone.
What are other scary events? 9/11. Talked about that.
Yeah,
and
I don't
redacted.
Remember that. Oh, the Boston bombing was scary because I thought my woodshop teacher was dead.
That, and also there was a manhunt for a minute and I was like, oh my God, Boston's not
were
that
you ever
far
close to a manhunt. I remember
every well in Tallahassee there would randomly be spotlights.
Oh my God,
like from helicopters.
There were like manhunts in Tallahassee for sure.
Yeah,
one time though I think we were in like elementary school because the Virginia Tech shooting happened. And then like a week later, there was a really bad bank robbery in the town next to ours, and there was a manhunt. And I remember I just kept thinking, like, my house isn't that far. Like, what if, like, this person comes? Like, I was so scared. So I'm, like, really scared of manhunts.
Yeah, manhunts are scary. What about, would you ever get scared when there'd be a bomb threat at the high school? Because you're right next to it and you'd probably be in the...
Well,
There
was an era where it was, like, when we were in, like, there was fifth, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, bomb threats were all the rage.
Bomb threats were all the fucking rage at the high school. And I remember it was the day of, like, junior prom or something. And there was a bomb threat. And great. Prom had to be, like, delayed
or
something.
Was it the iconic one where someone wrote in lipstick on the mirror?
I think so.
Yeah, there was some sort of... Not that bomb threats are
iconic, but it was like...
But it was like in our town, it was legend.
Notorious.
Like, yeah, like everyone heard about the lipstick on the mirror bomb threat. Oh my God. And then of course, it turned out to be nothing, obviously, all these threats. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
But that was history.
I'm trying to think of other like really big moments. I mean, for me, like... A big moment was when One Direction disbanded and Zayn left.
You know what? I said good riddance.
You didn't like Zayn.
No. He thought he was the leader so bad. Like, he thought he was the lead.
No, but if you listen, like, Zayn was hitting those notes.
Oh.
He was. He has, like, a really gorgeous voice.
What's
like,
the song without Zayn?
Perfect. My favorite One Direction song.
Yeah, that like sorry.
That song's so honestly.
And what's one with Zayn?
You guys, I have something so.
That's what makes you beautiful.
That's what makes you beautiful. The story of my life.
I think that song is Zayn heavy, huh?
That song's Harry heavy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So again, good riddance, right?
Midnight memories. I love that song.
Ooh. Okay.
I like got into One Direction late though.
I had Louis. I wanted to. Wait.
That's so crazy to me that you were a Louis girl.
Because I think he was the most attainable to me in the sense that if any of them were to be gay, I thought it would be him.
I could see that. I watched the Harry Styles fan fiction movie with Anne Hathaway and the guy from Red, White, and Royal Blue. You know about this?
It's Harry Styles fan fiction?
Yes, it's based on a book. The book was written as Harry Styles fan fiction.
Like he's a pop star?
Yes.
And then what happens?
Biggest boy band.
And then what happens?
You're intrigued. The plot
Who's
is,
Anne?
Anne is the love interest. So the plot is this divorcee mom takes her daughter and friends to Coachella. And she somehow meets this like the front man of the biggest boy band in the world. And like he's trying to fuck.
Is it good?
I liked it, yeah. It's like so great. It's honestly, it gives me like Red, White, and Royal Blue energy, which I love that movie.
I like that
so
movie.
Much. But so he's 24 and she's 40 in the movie, but in the books, he's 20. So it's and like her daughter in the book, her daughter's favorite member of the band is him. So then it's weird that like her mom's tapping.
Is that in the movie too?
No,
why?
In the movie
that would have been fun.
It would have been add more
like drama.
Intrigue.
Yeah.
But in the movie, her daughter's favorite was the other guy, Rory.
Are you serious?
But they literally like they'd sing and dance like One Direction. So anyway, back to history. My favorite era of history is the Renaissance, the Italian Renaissance. Well, I guess the Renaissance all across Europe.
All I know about that is, well, one, it's a new Beyonce album. The two Beyonce albums.
Do you know what Renaissance means? Like the word?
A change.
Yeah. Or?
Beginning?
A rebirth.
Oh, a rebirth. And I know there's paintings.
Yeah, so the Renaissance era can really be defined by the rebirth of classicism.
Who?
Of class, like the classics. So in the...
What does this have to do with class?
Well,
is it political like that?
Well, in other ways, but not the way I'm talking about. I'm talking about classics in the sense of ancient Rome and ancient Greece. That's what the classics are. So if someone's a professor of the classics, it's ancient Rome and ancient Greece.
Girl, isn't this all the same time?
Wait, what? You think the Italian Renaissance is the same time as ancient Rome?
It's like a hundred years later, is it not?
No. The Renaissance was 14, like... 1400 to like 1510, I believe.
And then when is the ancient Greek?
I mean, that's like literally we're talking BC, Grant.
What?
Yeah. Wait, I'm like dead. They would have like orgies.
Is 100 BC counting in the years we're in right now?
No, BC is before Christ.
So we started counting to 2024 or whatever, 2024.
We're 2024. Well, now they call
that it. That is so embarrassing. No, we're not.
Now they call
Who
it.
Who started it?
Now they call it BCE and CE. So it's before Common Era and Common Era because they get rid of the Christ because, like, kind of weird.
It's all
But we go fake. By the Gregorian calendar.
Who started it? Who said, okay, hi, it's year zero.
I don't know.
And you're telling me if I rewound 2024 years ago, what, Jesus is here?
Well, no.
Is that how that works?
Wouldn't zero be the year of the crucifixion?
I don't know.
I think that's...
It doesn't make sense. And okay, you're Christ telling me...
After ADs, after
are we in AD?
AD's like Latin. No, it's Latin.
Are we in AD? This is 2024 AD.
Yeah, but now it's BC. Great, my laptop's dead.
I'm just a little confused by it. I don't really believe it.
You're a calendar conspiracy theorist?
Well, I just like, I feel like if we rewound 2024 years ago, there's dinosaurs or something.
So that is. Not what is reality, though.
2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago. I mean, Grant.
How many years ago or how many generations of people is that? 20?
200? Wait, 20. If they, oh, well, 20. I would say between 20 and 30 because people didn't live as long.
Oh.
Well, actually, did you know this?
So 30 people above me were living in Christ? What if I'm related to Jesus?
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, he didn't have kids.
No. Honestly, like,
I don't... Girl, Jesus was gay and having orgies with the 12 disciples. I'm sorry, you think the Last Supper, just they were all sitting there? No, they were sucking.
Well, that's what's that's what's interesting is, like, a lot of the, like, ancient Greek philosophers...
Were fucking.
Were fuck. Like, Socrates was literally, like, fucking, like, 13-year-olds. Okay. Like, boys.
Well, that's not...
It's honestly like a wild accusation I just made.
Yeah. Great.
Democritus.
But Socrates would have been like in his teens.
No, so what's great. Interesting is there's a misconception that, oh, people died when they were like 30. That's not true. People died when they were like 60, 70, but the infant mortality rate was so high. That's where you get that average lifespan as so low.
Who's killing them?
Well,
they had no vaccine.
They would, yes, and they would get so sick. Like, I listened to this gorgeous audiobook about Ben Franklin's life, and he
wrote it.
No, it was a biography.
He's voicing it.
I the wish. Audiobook. No, and he
they should AI voice.
His mom died because she literally had died in childbirth because she had so many like stillborn.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know why your reaction was funny. But yeah, like that's so people could still live to like 80 years old, but there were just so many like children and babies dying. That's where you get that, oh, people, this misconception, people only live till 30. No, that's the average.
Oh, God.
Interesting, right?
I guess so. But also, who made that up, right?
What do you mean?
Who said, oh, wait a minute, guys.
I love when you don't understand something like science or history. So you just like think it's not true.
Because at some point, everything was just made up and written down. Like, I'm sorry. Like, who I think that's a great hypothesis. The baby thing.
But there are records on like tombstones and like you can see.
Girl,
they still have birth records even in the 1700s. That's how you get like ancestries.
I'm just wondering where, if I went back 20 generations of me, where am I? Puerto Rico?
Maybe. Or maybe somewhere like.
Or, well, oh my God, which way are you going? Mom or dad?
Well, that's why, like...
Isn't it crazy everyone has a mom and dad?
I mean, some Oh, yeah. Biologically. Yes, it is.
What the fuck?
You're half of two people.
What the fuck?
Like, literally, like, your parents raw dogged, and then here you are, Grant.
Do you ever think about that? Like, every single person was like, created by a
Oh, it man sounds like you're having, like, kind of this, like, gorgeous, like, realization.
And isn't it crazy how gay people can't reproduce?
You're pissed.
I don't know. A little bit. And get this, I can't adopt.
Yeah, you can. Actually, you can.
I can't because you don't know whose baby that is. Like, you, at the end of the day, you don't know whose baby is sleeping under your roof at night. And I don't trust that.
Oh my God, you're like kind of making this like crazy statement on adoption right now.
I just don't know if it's for me right now.
Oh, and do some more.
And I don't know how and I have no idea how the adoption process works.
It's not easy. It's really not easy.
And I know that some states don't let gay people adopt, or they try not to. Or a lot of adoption centers are like religion affiliated.
So dumb.
So they can like turn away. That's why like, really?
It's so fucking stupid. Like this whole, what pisses me off is in some of these states, they are making abortion illegal. Okay, so then you're forcing women to have these babies. Okay, so then they go they go into foster care. And then
adopt.
What?
Oh, wait. Hi, I'm a loving parent who wants to adopt. Oh, you're gay? Oh, so, that doesn't fit.
So you're not pro-life, you stupid fuckers. You're like,
you're pro-dumbass. Kind of life. You're pro-dumbass is what you are, you stupid bitch.
No, like, great. Oh, it pisses me off. Like, piss me off so fucking much.
They're actually stupid. Like, your IQ, if you had to take their IQ, it's so low.
Well, it's just so hypocritical.
Yeah. Oh my God. Why do you care that much? That's what you care about right now is unborn babies that aren't even like a thing.
You care about you care about zygotes.
Literally. All right, let's make sure we're doing that for every species then, okay? Let's do that with your dogs. Let's do that with your cats, your fish, the animals of the ocean. What do you mean? Let a girl do her thing and shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it makes me mad.
Who would you want to fight the most? Donald Trump. All of the conservatives on the Supreme Court at once. Oh, my
God, them.
Yeah. Them. I would love to take all of them.
Oh
on.
My God. And like, I know they're elderly. My girl, they're elderly.
Grant, my girl, Sonia, I'm literally like gagging for Sonia.
She's the
lately.
Only one, right?
Sonia Sotomayor. No, she's a liberal.
Yeah,
justice.
She's like the only one.
And when they've been hearing, they just heard a case on abortion, and Sonia was literally eating this guy up. Like, she was literally like eating him up. And even Amy Coney Barrett started.
Shut up.
Well, she was just like, wait, like, I think, like, you're lying right now. Like, she was kind of, like, ooh, mad. Which, like, she girl. Literally, like, I don't really value her opinion that much.
No,
but
she's also dumb.
My girl Sonia eating him up. I would literally curb stomp Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh,
that might get me on an FBI watch list.
How the fuck?
He's so fucking.
Is he in that stupid-ass costume up there?
Yeah.
The stupid-ass. How the fuck did he get there?
No, like, he's literally a moron. Remember when Matt Damon
and
played
what
him
the
on SNL? That was funny. That was funny.
What the fuck is the Supreme Court? Let's put these eight. Is it eight?
I think.
Something like that. Let's put this number of elderly
Nine?
Fucking senior citizens as the final answer to all questions. Fuck off. Let's make sure that they're all unbalanced. Politically,
well,
viewpoint wise, let's make sure that they
have the system of checks and balances.
Well, where is it?
Well,
I'm not seeing it.
That's why we have three branches of government. We have the executive. Do you know what the three branches are?
Executive, judicial, and judicial, executive, and congressional.
No.
And oh fuck, it's executive is president is the
yes.
White House.
Yes.
Judicial is the courts, and then we have the senatory.
No, it begins with an L.
Legislative.
Yeah. So
there it is.
Each branch can check one another.
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how it works, actually.
I love when you do this. You're like, I don't get it. And then Well, I don't really get how it works. It's just funny. So the president has the power to veto. So the bills that come through from the legislative branch, the president can veto. That's an example of a check and a balance.
All right. So riddle me this.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, why is majority of the Supreme Court Republican conservative bitches, fucking warlocks, because, and fucking elderly witches?
Because so the Republicans had the House and the Senate in the
final years. But why is it allowed? Why can't there be like an equal number of both?
Oh my God. This is so complicated, because the Republicans won the more congressional districts and Senate seats. Okay. There are two Senate seats for every state. Congressional or Congress people, congressmen, women, people are elected per district. So, for example, Texas can have 40 districts. Okay. North Dakota might have 4. Texas might have 20 Congress people. North Dakota might have 4. Do you understand?
And it's by population.
Yes. But the Republicans do this thing, and some Democrats too, gerrymandering. They draw up these districts in the most insane, asinine ways, so they know that they would win their...
Because they don't know how to fucking draw.
No, they know they would win their seat if it's drawn like this, because there are more Republicans in this little narrow thing. So they redraw the maps to cheat the system. Okay? So that's how, in the final 2 years of Obama, the Republicans won the House and the Senate. So when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Who?
No, it wasn't Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think it was. I don't know.
Someone, she's dead.
Yeah.
Someone, she's the Supreme Court.
I think it was. It was.
She's dead. She's the Supreme Court.
No, but it wasn't 2016.
There's all these murals on it.
She didn't die in 2016. She died when we were in college. So whoever left or died in 2016.
Did you say in the last podcast that Obama fucked us over? Because Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Oh, no. Ruth fucked us over. Because
she didn't leave. But get this. And that's another thing
that pissed me off.
So in Obama's year, someone left. Stephen something. I might be wrong on
Sondheimer.
He left.
Stephen Sondheim.
So
Anne Julia is.
He left to give Obama the chance to. Yes. To elect. To nominate a Supreme Court justice. Okay. Are you following?
No. Like, well, yeah.
Okay. And then get what? Just get like this. So the Republicans delayed that so long purposefully, so they wouldn't pass one of Merrick Garland, who is or was our attorney general. They wouldn't.
Sounds like a fucking fairy.
No, I love him.
Oh.
I think we like him.
Oh, I wasn't really.
So Obama couldn't get his choice in. They waited like literally like 10 months until Trump was in office.
Of course.
And they.
Bingo, right?
And that's how we got.
B-I-N-G-O. Bingo. Yeah.
I think that's how we got Brett.
Fucking. Brett is a fucking. Oh my God.
No, that's
God.
Not how we got Brett. Because that was in college as well.
Brett is a loser. I was literally.
Brett is such a fucking loser.
Have you ever seen a bigger group of losers aside from Sonia? Actually, take a look
you know
at them. They're such loser corpses.
Literally dropkick.
Who?
Batista Bomb. Do you know what a Batista bomb is?
No.
It's a WWE finisher move by Dave Batista.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted to drop kick Batista bomb, and I thought it was a member of the Supreme
Court. No, I
want to
drop kick and or Batista bomb.
Oh.
Clarence Thomas.
Oh, my
Thompson?
God.
I don't know.
He hates.
Fucking he moron.
Hates, he hates everyone. He hates himself.
I think he's done some insider trading as well.
All these bitches are fucking corrupt. And you know where they teach it at? The universities and their secret societies. Burning spear.
No, Grant, like, this podcast has turned into, like, a really, like, political rant.
Shout out fucking Florida State's dumbass secret society Burning Spear. And shout out Florida State University Administration for allowing it to continue. Y'all teach corruption at the college level.
So
and you know who's an alumni? Matt Gaetz.
Oh, the fucking pedophile?
Yep.
Oh, you mean the sex trafficker?
Yep.
Oh, great. Yep. Great. Glad he's a peer.
Hi, Burning Spear members. That's so cool that you are a part of that organization along with Matt Gaetz.
I would be humiliated to be in the same organization as Matt Gaetz.
It's so embarrassing.
really,
and I'll continue to say it for the rest of my life.
I know you will. I know you will. That's your prerogative.
That's why I was put here on this earth, to take down Burning Speed.
Wait, that's kind of sad.
Oh my. Wait. Yeah, wait, now it's embarrassing for me.
Yeah. Great. Like, oh, how the turntables.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think we kind of covered a lot here.
What were you even getting at just now with this? What were we talking about? Yeah. Checks and balances?
If you get me started on, like, politics, like, God knows where I'll take it.
I just, Grant, like...
The fact that I was just defining gerrymandering to you, I feel like I just blacked out.
Right.
Holy shit, what a rush. Next week, we'll go over redlining.
Oh, God. In Redacted, you can learn all about redlining. Whatever the fuck that is.
I like, in another life, I think I would have been a good college professor.
Yeah, but you would have slept with your students. Or you would have, like, done some underhand deals. Like, you would have called a couple
sometimes
kids.
Sometimes I am.
Not
like,
kids.
Like, we learned in students. Our Redacted episode, Senior Assassins, like, I was taking brides for Quok.
Your what?
In the Senior Assassins Redacted episode, I was taking brides for Quok.
And so if a student came up to you after class and was like, please, like, I really need...
Well, it depends. Are they, like, 22?
Yeah. Okay. You're teaching a higher level, so they're, like, older.
This might be dicey.
You might actually be a grad teacher.
Like, when I was a student, like, that's all I ever wanted.
I think we talked all about this in Redacted.
We did.
We talked about how, like, high
that's
school...
That's, like, my one thing. I'm, like, I regret never having the opportunity to, like,
college
achieve.
Professor, we're talking. Not high school
no,
teacher.
No, I never
that
wanted to fuck one of my
bizarre.
High school teachers.
No, they're all fucking busted. Shout out Hillsborough High School. You're all busted.
Oh my god.
Just kidding.
No, but I just didn't look. I didn't look sexually at my teachers at that time.
No. Well, unfortunately.
Well, you did.
Well, yeah, and you can hear about that in the Redacted.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Let's dive into announcement for the good of the group.
A twink.
And a redhead.
Announcements for the good. For the good. For the good. For the good of the group.
That was funny. Remember, do you like waffles? Yeah,
I like waffles.
For some reason, that just reminded me of it.
Welcome to announcements for the good of the group, where we listen to a fan-submitted announcement and give you our thoughts, opinions, our feelings, our hot takes, our advice, our... pussies, our quack, and our balls.
Yep.
So this announcement comes from Bougie.
Bougie?
The name submitted was Bougie.
Okay.
Boogie.
Was this
Boogie?
Submitted from Patreon or Insta?
This is a Patreon-y, okay. Gorgiana.
Gorgies?
The Boogie. All the
right.
Bougie.
Let's get into it, right?
Hello, Grant and Ashley. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
A twink and a redhead.
Hi,
period.
Gay.
I love
hi.
Your voice.
So before I get into the tea, the announcement for the good of the group, I just want to throw out there, I have actually narrated a spicy gay fantasy novel for many.
Shut
because
up.
You would do a twofer check. Anyway, the real tea is that
I want to.
Hooked up with a RuPaul queen. No names, but she was on probably one of the most infamous seasons, season 7, and
ooh,
I didn't know
this.
Until
ooh.
After I got home. So rewind, I get to his place, it's super fucking nice. He goes to put something on YouTube and I notice his profile picture is of a drag queen. And after talking for a while, I find out that's what he does for a job. Like that's his main source of income. I kind of, you know, blow it under the rug a bit like, oh yeah, that's cool, whatever, blah, blah. 5 hours later, after we woohoo, I'm like, he looks so fucking familiar.
Hours.
And so then I Googled the drag queen I thought he looked like. Lo and behold, I just found out I had intercourse with a world-renowned drag queen at 5
Trixie
in the morning
Mattel.
On a Saturday. And that was my announcement for the good of the group. Illy.
Okay.
Oh my god.
As you were, I like Drag Race, but I don't like, I'm not religious with it, but I've been getting back into it off. And I looked up the cast for season 7. It's Trixie Mattel, Katya, That's who they do that show together. Yeah,
I
know.
I am familiar.
Kennedy Davenport, Violet Chachki.
Oh, it's like
Monet
a good
Exchange. Okay, wait. What? These are a lot of people.
Are you sure that's all season 7? No.
Wait.
No.
Okay, wait.
No. But, yeah. No. Have you ever hooked up with someone and then stalked their Instagram after? And
okay, well, remember when I hooked up with someone in college, find out later he was a Pulse shooting survivor?
Oh my God, can I tell this story?
That was like given that kind of situation.
Yeah, it is.
Where like, okay, oh, so wait, what?
Grant hooked up with this guy, whatever, months later. We were, Grant and I did the March for Our Lives to the Capitol, Florida Capitol building in Tallahassee after the Parkland shooting. And we're literally like, we have our signs, and it was like such an impact, like such a inspiring day. And we're at the Capitol, and there are all these people giving speeches, and they're all so beautiful. And this guy gets up and gives this like really impassioned speech. He was at Pulse, the shooting at the nightclub. And Grant turns to me, and like, he's kind of looking awkward. He's like, I fucked that guy.
Oh, and it was God. Just
like, it really took me out of the moment, I gotta say.
I was like, wait, what? Like,
no, that would catch me off guard.
And then I see like, he literally still is on the news like sometimes because he's like an activist now, and like I'm pretty sure he's like,
I see him all over the news and like on social media. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah,
so that was a gag. So I understand that feeling of like not,
I've never had knowing. Like where like someone's like famous or recognized or well known, but I have had the jump scare of hooking up with someone and then going on their Instagram and realizing they're like a raging Trump supporter, and that's kind of like almost like the opposite effect where it's like,
it's not really cool.
Oh,
it's
wow, like you're such a terrible person, and I just gave you
chlamydia.
No, they probably gave me chlamydia. No, but right. It's like, it's such a, it's the worst.
Is chlamydia Republican or liberal? She's liberal.
Liberal?
Yeah.
Is gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea's.
Why do I feel like liberal. They're all liberal? Because liberal people like to fuck.
Yeah, Republicans literally, you know, it's Republican abstinence.
Ooh. Yeah. Literally abstinence.
This was such a political
episode. So all of our conservative listeners just turns it off. Okay.
I know. Well, we have conservative listeners.
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, wait. Okay. Let's do something for them. NRA. NRA.
Just you kidding. You are gay.
Oh, NRA. You are gay.
And let's write a song about the NRA and kind of gag people thinking it's like we're in support, but then
we should write a country song where the beginning starts off as like the NRA, but then the NRA meeting just turns into a gay orgy.
Yeah, like what if we wrote like a country song and we like just made fun of all the tropes?
I got my pickup truck and I'm ready to fuck. I got my pick. Up truck and I'm ready to fuck. I got my AR-15
and a 6-inch
and I
cock.
Like my boys lean.
Ooh, girl. All
right, guys, we'll drop
she
this.
She already had hers, right? Bougie. Get it?
No.
It's from RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, shit.
RuPaul's Drag Race. Ooh, may the ooh, best ooh. Drag queen. Best. Speaking of controversial and political. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
One last thing.
Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race, that used to be, may the best woman win. Now it says, may the best drag queen win. Because they're not all like.
Oh.
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't make that much of a difference, does it?
I don't know. It's probably because the straight man went on it. I forgot his name. Anyways, Mattymorphosis.
A straight man went on RuPaul?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. And we've had a lot of trans contestants.
Yes.
All
right. Nice. More power to you.
Thank you, Bougie, for your announcement for the group. If you want to send it, you can subscribe to our Patreon and you have priority announcements for the group. All right.
Guys, we'll
we're going to redacted
time.
Now.
Bye.
Redacted. Bye.
A twink. A twink.